The rebuilding and grieving continues in the Oklahoma City area from last week's tornadoes. The president was on the ground there over the weekend visiting Moore, Oklahoma, where he said the devastation was hard to comprehend and the need difficult to calculate.
I know everybody in Congress cares deeply about what's happening, and I'm confident that resources will be forthcoming. We can't just wait till the disaster happens.
What is the federal responsibility in places like Tornado Alley, where disasters can come quickly, more quickly than federal disaster relief? Joining us now, Republican Congressman Tom Cole of the 4th District of Oklahoma. Congressman, welcome.
Hey, great to be with you.
Of course, you know Moore very, very well. How are people feeling this week?
You know, they're actually doing surprisingly well. Obviously, there's a great deal of grief. We're still going through the funeral process, and when you lose 10 children and 24 people overall, that's pretty gut-wrenching, much worse than even the damage. The damage is horrific. It's two schools, the hospital, the post office, dozens of businesses, over 13,000 houses totally destroyed or damaged, so 33,000 people displaced. So that's a lot to deal with, but again, that's not a new thing here, I'm sad to say. We've had multiple tornadoes in the last 15 years, including two F5s, which is what rolled through here. That's the highest category of tornadoes. So, the response on ground is good. People know what to do, and we're fortunate to live in an area that people really do look after friends and neighbors, and we've gotten tremendous help from our surrounding communities, and quite frankly, all across the country. Americans are awfully good about rallying to help other Americans when times are tough.
Does the sense that this is an area where, the risk of tornadoes is high, does that sense become an argument against federal responsibility, that it may be more of a you take the risk by living in Tornado Alley or living in a hurricane zone? Does that become part of the debate on Capitol Hill?
I really don't think so, because, frankly, there's weather events in every part of the country. And, the damage in, for instance, something like Hurricane Sandy, which is multiple states. This is a really bad at the point of impact, but this is 17 miles long and about a mile and a half wide. That doesn't compare in scope to what a hurricane will do in Florida along the Gulf Coast or New York. Doesn't compare with what an earthquake will do if that ever hits, and it will at some point on the West Coast. So, I think Americans just deal with these sorts of things, and they help one another, and they have an understanding that sooner or later everybody gets their time in the barrel, sadly. You help your friend, if only out of a sense that someday you may need help in return.
Can Congress keep the question of relief and aid to areas like this out of politics? It seemed as though the Sandy aid discussion, and the Oklahoma delegation was really a part of that, got very politicized last time around.
I think it did get politicized. And just for the record, I voted for Sandy relief and actually argued for it on the floor. I did the part of the debate that's called the rule, which sets the condition for debate, made it very clear that having lived through multiple events like the one we just had and having been a government official during the Oklahoma City bombing, I understand that tragedies occur. There's a federal responsibility in these situations. So I think some people, with the best of motives, to be frank, there's no question we do have a deficit situation. Now, in the case of Moore, the money's already appropriated. We do set aside every year a certain amount of money for disaster relief. So it's not as if we don't already have enough money appropriated to deal with what we're going to deal with here. Something like Sandy and Katrina are, really unprecedented events. Nobody appropriates $60 or $70 billion to set aside, in case this might happen. So that's when, these debates tend to rear their heads. But, again, as long as you got a deficit, people are going to be concerned about it. And I'm all for spending money prudently, saving where you can, being responsible, and that we can always do better in that regard. But once a disaster happens, it seems to me you have a responsibility to the people on the ground to help them. And they don't need to hear a big political debate. They need to know that help is on the way. They're fellow Americans who they have helped themselves undoubtedly in the past will now come to their assistance. That's just what countries do, and that's what Americans certainly do for one another.
What's the lesson learned from 1999? And you mentioned the federal bombing in Oklahoma, the bombing of the federal building in Oklahoma City. In a sense, those two are unrelated in terms of lesson learning. But as far as tornadoes are concerned, what do you think was learned in 1999 that helped in 2013? And then going forward, what are the lessons?
Well, I think actually, you know, there is in some areas actually a connection. The first most important thing in one of these events is preparation. That is that people have thought about it. There are disaster drills that your first responders are extremely well trained for catastrophic events, not just, you know, the ordinary fire or the ordinary crime, but something that's massive in scope. We're pretty good at that here. I think we showed that in 1995. We're probably better today. As horrific as the loss, for instance, of children was, it would have been much greater if those children in those schools had not been well trained, well drilled. They knew what to do. Their teachers, their administrators knew what to do. They took them to the areas of maximum safety, and they knew how to protect themselves as best they could in a situation like that. So preparation is always the key. Second, swift response, and that means coordination over a large area. Again, when you have something like this, the local responders, as good as they are, can't do it themselves. So you have to have built relationships and links with the people around you. And that includes, by the way, the federal government, which is never the first responder, but is here pretty quick. You know, within a day, you've got FEMA people on the ground, but they have to have built relations. We've got an extraordinarily good director of civil emergency management. He was our number two in the Oklahoma City bombing. He's been number one for over 15 years. So those kind of things matter a lot. And finally, preparation for the individual. We've had the leading safe room, as it's called, program in the country. That is, we've built more of them per capita than anybody else. We were the first state to have one to try and encourage citizens to prepare their structures. We need to do more of that, honestly. As good as we've been, it's clearly not been enough, and I think that'll be one of the lessons learned this time.
Well, Congressman Tom Cole, thanks so much for being with us.
Been my pleasure. Thank you.
Republican Congressman Tom Cole serves the 4th District of Oklahoma.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.